I'm trying to understand the bad faith claims. Why don't you just tell me what it is?
The bad faith claim is primarily based upon the letter written by the lawyer of their own interest in the defending charge, who said, a people for trial. He says two things. First of all, he says, the chemical composition of the water is allegedly deteriorating the fittings that are causing the use of restrictive overflow. Again, there are lawyers in their fittings causing property damage in the form of these overflows. He says that the homeowners will be good witnesses. The jurors will be able to relate to the homeowners' claims to reduce water flow in leaks. Then he finally says there's a 95% chance that Mr. Saul will be hit for at least 5 million, and I'm going to do these numbers. And that's not a bad faith case under the C1. You get a complaint alleging property damage to some reserve in the fittings. But in my story, you get the lawyer representing the insurance company saying that the property damage exists. That's 8 years, and there's a 95% chance that he's going to get hit for at least 5 million by any of his members, which of course is very good information.
Well, let me just say that the insurance company didn't say that he was going to get charged with death. Will you say that, or is that a presumption?
Well, the insurance company only decides whether or not the property is resonating to the visitor based upon the facts that are before them. The allegations in the complaint and the information from the lawyer were there, and they made that information on how they put out the numbers there, 91% wrong. And yet they make the claim that it's not that, but that's not a bad thing. There's not that.
Well, can you explain that? You said there's a bad thing that you need something. A client asked for a sum of a certain amount.
Because of the allegations of the company that I read, which are that there's property damage in the region.
But if there's there's no longer a situation that was planned,
but it was.
I'm just asking you guys just to see if it's a
problem. If it was planned in the complaint,
it wasn't a planned in the complaint.
If the complaint said there was damage to the employee,
correct. I'm just asking you to please answer my opportunity to say if it's viewed that the wages were borrowed and it wasn't planned in the complaint, it was other property damage. What do you think is the best person? Is there a bad thing?
Complaints are ignored because of the underlying facts of the case.
But it's certain. You're standing here talking to me, I think. For you to respond to the argument here is that property owners was properly applied to the buildings in the complaint, cross-section complaint. And I think what you're doing, what I'm saying, is that we don't accept that. Your case files.
Well, if you
obviously. They're entering the bad faith charge.
But I don't think anybody's ever argued this. Their whole argument is based on the measure of damage as much as it's chosen. The measure of damage is chosen as your case file.
The measure of reserves in your case.
The National Fire Defense
water to the machine because the plumbing was corroding, and because the plumbing was corroding, then he used the heat to fill the water. This was not a case of an apartment damage.
What about the specification that the expert spoke of would cause the problems with the water that
was being mentioned? I believe that's true. I have to say, from the initial reading of the affidavit, the expert spoke of water. His provision of water is to the qualified citizen. This is a human need, and it's now contaminated before the natural amount of existing water.
Your decision is reading the affidavit extensively.
That's correct. Even if a human was compensated for a year, that's very important to be used to bring this court back to the fact that the insurance policy does not insure the cost of repairing and replacing defective work. And in the Seventh Circuit, in New Jersey, we have addressed this. There are included in the policy that it's not considered property damage. It's rooted only in the policy that it's a business risk. It's a contractor case law itself. And it's not something that's borne by the insurance company to rent or shoddy work that's just a procedure of hospitality policy.
Thank you. for good witnesses about making monthly calls. All they rely on is the fact that because this was a class action, we heard this. This is their data, James Raynard. This is what they did in some cases. This is what plaintiffs do yourself in a class action. Because this is a class action, we did not attempt to pursue additional damages that an individual may be faced with when they have feet, when they have a leg, when they have a hole in their houses. And the same fact that they succeeded, this is one of the property damages that since he said, we made litigation strategy so they could get cancer among the doctor claimant. And so I get back to the point of this argument. You look at the allegations of property damage in the drug coverage. There's memory damage in the image, and it's outside of the work of the product done by this former injurious coverage
Thank you.